Welcome to the Speaking of Phenomenal podcast. I'm your host, Amy Boyle, internationally published photographer and entrepreneur. For the last 2 years, I've shined a light on weekly stories through the 52 Phenomenal Women Project, a social platform and community celebrating women for what makes them phenomenal right now. Spoiler alert, we don't raise our hands often enough to celebrate our unique qualities that make us all who we are. Yes, you guessed it, phenomenal. What I know for sure is sharing of our empowering stories must continue, and that is why I created the Speaking of Phenomenal podcast. Sharing the mic weekly with phenomenal women all over the world while we embrace what right now makes each of us phenomenal and therefore uplifting each other when we need it the most. Thank you for joining our community. I am so glad you're here. Speaking of phenomenal, you know who is? You are.
Welcome, Jack. I'm so excited to have you on the Speaking of Phenomenal podcast.
Thank you, Amy. I am so thrilled to be here. Thank you for inviting me, and I'm really looking forward to a fun chat.
First off, I want to thank you for giving me such a warm welcome on Clubhouse. A couple weeks ago, one of the first rooms I joined was being hosted by you, and as I'm new to the midlife club myself, I really appreciate your energy and commitment to others as we navigate through these new life experiences.
I'm Jack Perez. I'm the CEO and founder of Cool Life. And yes, that is true. We met on Clubhouse, which is my new favorite addiction, by the way, because there are some really interesting, amazing second act women out there, second act sisters, which is, you know, what I really feel passionate about. That's where my passion is. I started a platform in 2017. I mean, I thought of the platform in 2017. When you think of an idea, you don't necessarily execute a couple minutes later, as we all know. So I didn't really actually launch it till 2018, but it's an online platform that is dedicated to us, to women in our second, third, fourth act, however we want to define ourselves. And how I support us is by having expert women who have deep expertise and domain knowledge in areas that are really relevant to us in this time of life, because this time of life is, what I like to say, it's probably the most complicated and tumultuous time of life, way more than puberty was. And I mean, puberty was pretty bad, but at least we got a party at puberty, right? You got a sweet 16 or a quinceañera. No one's throwing us a party. So I kind of decided I wanted to throw the party for all of us. And so I built the online community and the online platform, and we launched it in 2018. At the beginning, I was the only contributor, but I started a cool category expert program in January of 2020. And we ended the year with 35 women experts from around the world contributing content. So it's doing well. I'm very excited about it.
Oh, that is excellent. As I've found through my own 52 Phenomenal Women group, how important it is to connect with one another, how important it is to be seen and to be heard. But I love the fact that you're pairing this with subject experts. How did you go about finding the ones that you have now?
At first, it was a lot of digging around, data mining. The statistician in me calls it data mining. Some people call it stalking. I don't know. It's up to it's up to interpretation. But I looked to see who was doing what out there in the areas that we find that are relevant to us, you know, whether it would be menopause or empty nest or gray divorce or sex or fitness. I mean, there's so, you know, things change dramatically at this time of life. And so I did a whole bunch of research, just spent a lot of time, and then contacting women, cold calling them at the beginning, setting up Zoom meetings and just chatting, telling them what my vision was, telling them what my mission was. And I got so many nods and so many ahas. And of course, I want to be part of this, and we really need this. And I couldn't do it by myself. I built the platform by myself, but the platform isn't really about me. It's about all of us. It's about anyone who wants to contribute. It's about anyone who wants to be involved. I also have a curated shopping experience in there that focuses strictly on women-driven brands, because women over 50 make up the largest percentage of entrepreneurs that are beginning, like starting entrepreneurs. And I wanted an area, a place for them where if they wanted to, they could, you know, put their products and services and allow people to be able to peruse them, knowing that anybody in that shop is a small woman-owned brand. And so you can purchase with a purpose, and kind of it's a win-win, right? You find something that's unusual and beautifully made and high quality, but at the same time, you know you're directly impacting another woman financially. And that's really empowering.
Tell me some of the products that are in your shops.
I kind of equate it to, have you ever been to one of those? Oh, you're in Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So, you know, in the spring and the summer, Chicago is just one street festival after another. I lived in Chicago. That was my favorite time of year. I look at it as sort of curating an art festival type of experience, but with just all women-driven brands, but from all over the place. And what's nice about it is if you do choose to purchase a gift from that curated shopping experience, you can find out about the woman who's providing it, because there's story that goes behind it. It's not just, you can get to know the woman behind the products that you're purchasing. And I think that that just adds a lot more meaning, for me anyway. It makes a purchase more meaningful, and it makes the gift giving more meaningful.
That's just something we just don't get to do unless we're at like one of those street fairs, like you're saying, an art festival. But then it's just a short conversation. This way you have the power of the internet. You can dig a little deeper. You can take it offline. You can also forge your own relationship with the person and help share your network and how you can make it grow. So I think it's very cool how it's like linking arm in arm to lift the others. So that's fantastic. How did your past professional life shape what you're doing now?
Oh boy, that's a great question. So I've been quote unquote an entrepreneur since 1999. I did the traditional college, became a consultant, went back and got an MBA from the University of Chicago, got recruited from, you know, a Fortune 50 company, Hewlett Packard, moved out to the Bay Area, started the corporate life. And within, I felt like seconds, I realized I was going to be the most disappointing hire from University of Chicago that they probably ever had, because I looked at my boss and then, you know, her boss and then his boss. And I kept looking up and going, I don't want any of those jobs, none. So I decided to leave, and I started a marketing PR firm in San Francisco with my then husband at the time. And then I spent basically the next 15 years making other people's ideas from the back of napkins reality. I worked with a lot of startups, and that was basically our bread and butter. We did a lot of startup work. We had a startup springboard. We could position and message and launch, and we launched a lot of other people's ideas. I hit my 50s and I'm like, damn it, I want to launch my own idea. And then it just simultaneously, I was going through that change of life in my early 50s and feeling somewhat underappreciated and somewhat like I was disappearing in the world. And I was also going through a lot of physiological changes and family structure changes. And when I went to go seek help, you know, in the world wide web, so to speak, I didn't really find anything that was speaking to me. And I'm like, ooh, this is an opportunity. I think there's a need here. I cannot be the only woman in my early 50s who's frustrated and feeling alone and isolated. And I started doing individual conversations with any woman who would talk to me to find out how they felt. And I talked to hundreds of women about my idea. And I got just, like I said, just head nods and ahas. I had a stranger back in pre-COVID days. I had a stranger hug me at a bar, because I would talk to anybody, right? Because I was vetting the idea. And so literally, if you were sitting next to me and I thought you were a woman in midlife, I did not care whether you knew me or you didn't. I was going to approach you and talk to you about this because I wanted to know. And I got a hug, because she was like, oh my God, we so need this. This is so wonderful that you're doing this. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So that's how I got here.
Good for you. I think it takes, what is it? Oprah talks about the whispers, right? And sometimes it's somebody really knocking in your own head yourself, and you're like, oh, I woke up. I am going to do something for me. This is awesome. So that's great. And I do the same now. I'll talk to everybody because there's a story there and there's support there. That isolation that we can create ourselves puts up all these other walls. And once we start talking, we realize how many things we have in common.
It's interesting that you said that because 100%. So I have members from all over the world and I have contributors from all over the world, which is great. So they might have different cultural perspectives and different ways of approaching things, but we're all going, what we're going through is so similar to one another. And I think that having, you know, that cultural different perspective or just another woman's idea is just, it's enriching. It gives you a different perspective or allows you to think about something differently. And that sometimes is just the trick to get yourself out of a particular mindset or a particular paradigm that might have you, you know, weighed down or encapsulated in some way. And so I agree 100%.
I just read this morning your article kind of explaining Clubhouse to everybody. So what does this new social platform mean to you? How has that helped your Cool Life community? And where do you think it's going to play in the greater picture? So that's a lot of things. So take it from where you want.
Yeah. I did write an article about Clubhouse because I don't usually write stuff like that. I usually write, you know, interesting sort of midlife musings. Like the last week I wrote about how I'm thriving after the death of my biological imperative, you know, because I can't make babies anymore, but I'm still doing okay. You know, that's usually my tone, but I'm mesmerized by this platform. And I really believe this platform has the ability to transform how we engage and how we connect. I've only been on it a couple of weeks, but I started the room like 2 days after I got on and I've asked people to co-host. You're going to co-host with me today. I'm so excited. And I've got co-hosts lined up till mid-February already. So it's wonderful because it allows us to have, so the platform has the content, right? It has articles and specific information that deals with different topics. But Clubhouse allows us to get in a room, a virtual room, and talk about it the way women do. I mean, that's the thing, right? This is one of the gifts of being a woman. I know this. You get into a room with a woman and within 5 minutes, you're talking about the deepest, darkest things, you know, and helping each other because that's how we show up. I found you. Where would I have found you? You know, and I have found all sorts of women because it's voice. It's not written and it's not a visual. You can hear the person's energy. You can immediately glean what kind of person they are and if you resonate with them and if you jive with them. And it's great because then it lets you really quickly go find them on a different platform, direct message them. And then all of a sudden you're in each other's emails, you're in each other's text stream on your phone, and you're making things happen. You're collaborating. It's just such a great, powerful tool.
It's so incredible to have this platform, like you said, the Audible portion, we're craving this so much, especially in this last 10 months during the pandemic. And then we can feed off this energy. And I feel like after I've been on a call or in a room for a while, I'll go off just doing something else, pretty mundane, you know, just normal stuff, being in my own home. And all of a sudden I have this new like pep in my step. And I'm like, I just hung out with friends that I didn't know, but now I know them. And how we can interact at a different level with some people that maybe over Instagram or even LinkedIn, they might have felt unattainable. And you can have a conversation and a dialogue and know that your voice matters just as much as everybody else's. I think it elevates that too, which is incredible.
It does. And so I've been hosting, like I said, a room every day at 3 p.m. It's called Second Act Sisters, Share, Learn, Play. And then, you know, we add a couple of words as sort of a prompt for to kind of give people something to think about for that particular hour. It's just an hour, it's at 3 p.m., but I'm not kidding you, every single one, and now I'm about to complete my full second week, so that's 10. Every single hour, at least two connections are made, like real connections, at least one aha moment. And every single time I leave at 4 p.m., I practically am giddy. Like you said, I'm there's a skip in my step, because it feels really good to make a difference. And we're making a difference in each other's lives in that 60 minutes that we get on the phone, because people bring up questions or concerns and you've got other women in that room that have a completely different perspective and a different history and story, and it ignites them to share and help and provide insight. And it's just, it's a great place.
I can't say enough good things about it. I think it's so important to, like you said, be heard and seen, but also to get out of our echo chamber and meet new people and get new perspectives. It's so incredible to broaden our horizons, and it seems like it's such an easy and organic place to do it. I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner, but it's kind of perfect timing for where we are all in the world right now. It's a lot easier to pop on and not to be so busy with all these other things or manufactured busyness, to be present for one another, but also for ourselves mainly. I mean, I think it's starting there.
Oh, agreed. Because when I start the room, I still have the, is anyone going to show up? Am I going to sit at the lunch table all by myself? Are any friends going to come? There's always that fear of rejection, which I think we all have a little bit of that. But, you know, and then women start to show up and we start to talk, and then it's, you know, 5 or 10 minutes in, I'm like, oh my God, are we going to have enough to say? Are enough women going to show up? What if we don't have enough to say? What am I going to do? I can't even juggle because they can't see me. But then all of a sudden it's 3:58. And I'm telling women, oh my God, come back tomorrow because we have to wrap up. I want to be, you know, respectful of everyone's time. And that's why I set it up for every weekday so that we can, if something's really burning, we can bring it up the next day. Right. So it's good. It's kind of like my therapy session.
Well, good for you for starting that. And, you know, it's not bad. Creating something that we need is also a very good thing. I think that's a very important. In all that, in the last 2 weeks, what has been like your favorite experience that's happened? Could you pinpoint one?
I don't have a favorite moment. What I love about it is that every day I feel that I've helped make a difference in somebody's life by creating that room and allowing the women to come and connect with one another. And it's not even that I'm directly changing someone's life or impacting someone's life, is that for whatever reason, because I've created this space and the women are coming and they're finding each other, and I am privy to watching it happen. And there's so much joy, even if I'm not involved at all, it has nothing to do with me. Two women find each other in that room. Someone says something, the other one chimes in, they're simpatico. They go on to IG, Instagram, and they start DMing each other, direct messaging each other. And then I don't know where they're going to take it from there, but just in that moment, it makes me feel so proud and so wonderful. It's just such a warm feeling for me.
I think that being a part of that synergy, it's magic. It really, really is. In thinking back to your Cool Life community, what do you think topically, what are women in midlife craving the most?
So interestingly enough, we're fairly complex at this stage of life, because we're kind of hit from all sorts of sides, right? We're hit physiologically because we start to lose our ability to be fertile, and our hormones change, and there's all that stuff that happens to us. And hormones run the world. I have discovered in the last 3 years how night and day, if your hormones aren't right, you can't be right. I mean, there's just, no matter how hard you try, no matter how hard you exercise, no matter what you eat, if your hormones are cattywampus, you're in big trouble. So, I mean, I personally, that's what happened to me. But also family structure. A lot of women are experiencing if they decided to have babies, or they chose to have babies or whatnot, a lot of them are dealing with teens and migrating out and empty nest. And then this past year, my gosh, the boomerang child was huge. That was a huge point of conversation on the platform in 2020. But also, you know, sex. I mean, sex is important. And when I was a kid, I thought people just didn't have sex after, I don't know, 40 or 30 or whatever I thought it was back then. But it's a real deal. And it's in having a healthy sex life as we age is important. It's a variety of topics.
So these experts, how do they chime in? How does that portion serve the community that you have?
Up until, I mean, like as of right now, they write articles. And so it's content. It's content driven. They put posts up on the site. And so every day you'll see a new article. You can go in and you can search by topics. You could also search by expert. There's Lorraine Miano, who's our menopause expert. She writes amazing articles about, you know, alternative ways of maybe dealing with menopause if you don't want to go the Western medical hormone replacement therapy, if you want to go more holistic. So right now it's all articles and information that you can find. We're putting together our very first online forum with three of our health experts. And we're also doing one with three of our money experts. And what we're going to have is just a Zoom meeting where you could log in and you can ask these women questions that are issues for you, whether it's about, we have a bladder health expert, the menopause expert. On that call will be also Carol, who's our holistic healing guru, and she's in the UK. So it's been a little tricky to get the right time, but, and then our three money experts. So it'll be a really great opportunity for members to get online and see these women and raise their hands and ask questions that they might not feel comfortable asking. I'm excited about that. So that's in the works, and that's coming in late February, early March.
It's so needed because we're missing out, or at least me personally, in all the different events and things we might have gone to in person, or a workshop like this where you might have gone somewhere to take it. So it's Zoom and people can interact and see each other, but also have the ability to get all the details and all the other supporting materials that you can do with a platform like that. I think that's wonderful.
So what's nice about these particular forums, in addition, Amy, is that these experts have been providing content for over a year now. So if you've been reading their content and you've been following along with their advice, and maybe you've had some questions that are triggered from these articles that you're reading, this will allow our members to get in a virtual room with them, see their face, ask them those questions, and get real-time answers in a way that is more private. So that's what I'm hoping to get out of these forums.
Oh, well, I always end my podcast here with what is kind of phenomenal for you right now. But I think it's kind of interesting too. Like, what are you doing for yourself that is surprising you or surprising others?
I guess what's surprising me is my ability to not get tired of what I'm doing. I'm a brainstormer. I am a quick thinker. I love to be strategic. I love to solve a problem. Very creative, big high level thinker. But I'm really not so good at the actual maintenance execution part. I like other people to take care of that. Okay, like, I've solved the problem. Now you go dot the I's and cross the T's. Well, sister, there ain't nobody dotting I's or crossing T's in Cool Life but me. So, you know, I thought of the idea, I created it, I've started, I've got the ball rolling, but I have to keep pushing the ball up the hill. And that has surprised me because I get bored. I get bored quickly. And I'm surprised I'm not bored. But then again, I know why I'm not bored, because every day I get to meet someone new and exciting. So that feeds my need for novel, because I get that new energy from the new women that I'm meeting and the new women that are signing up as members. And so that keeps me totally jazzed. But it is a little surprising that I'm still rolling the same ball up the hill.
Well, as it always does, time, it goes so quickly, especially on these calls, because it gets so exciting to have these conversations, just like you said about how fast your hour on Clubhouse goes. But tell everybody how they can find you online and all that good stuff.
I'm easy to find. So if you go to Cool Life, and I pronounce it cool, like C-O-O-L, but I spell it differently. I spell it with a K. So K-U-E-L, Life. If you go out there, you can send me an email. I'm also all over Facebook and Instagram, and come join. If you're on Clubhouse, you know, join us at 3 p.m. in our room, which is Second Act Sisters, and you'll be able to find it and join in on the conversation. Just Cool Life, KUELLIFE.com. And I'm easy to find.
I appreciate you taking the time to record with me today, but I also just more a big nod to you for doing what you do and connecting more and more women together so that we don't feel alone. We can share all of our fabulous expertise that we have to offer one another and the world, our second act and beyond, but also this is an inspiration for the younger generation. I think we're going to do more things with women like you, listening and leading the charge to give people a platform to have a conversation. So thank you.
Amy, I'm not doing it by myself, right? I mean, you're standing right next to me. We're doing it together because together we can't be stopped if we just combine our energy and combine our commitment. Together, we're really strong. And I think women are really good at that. I think we're really good at collaborating with one another and empowering one another. Thank you for letting me be part of your journey. And thank you for being part of mine.
My pleasure, my honor. So we'll talk more soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Be sure to subscribe now, as well as follow along at Speaking of Phenomenal on Instagram and 52phenomenalwomen.com. That's the number 52phenomenalwomen.com. See you soon.